Steelers expert hotline, and that is Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. So let's start with the obvious one. Greg, did you see it coming? Did you know that Hightower was going to be one of the guys?
No. I mean, you know, I think all these people, they've been away for a while. It's an individual decision. It's hard to tell, you know, who's going to do what. Certainly the guys with newborns, you thought, you know, maybe might have an increased chance of opting out. But, you know, Chung didn't really surprise me after I heard Murray this weekend. Cannon wasn't a surprise, and considering his medical history, you know, you could understand that.
Makes sense,
Chung,
right?
Yeah. Chung sort of flirted with, or at least contemplated, retirement in the offseason. I think that's part of the reason why, and it might explain the Kyle Duggar pick when they picked him in the draft this year. Maybe Belichick sensed, okay, well, the guy's thinking about retirement. You know, normally those guys retire pretty soon after that. So, but Hightower, I mean, considering he has a newborn, it's not a huge shock. But in terms of the team, the scheme, what he means to the team, it's a devastating blow to this team. I mean, we've seen this team lose a lot of people over the years. And we've all sort of been like, oh, well, you know, they can deal with that. They can deal with this. Hightower, I don't know how you make up for that.
I mean, did you think that they were thin at that position even before this?
Yeah. Actually, what's funny is that yesterday I wrote, sort of started writing my five questions about the Patriots heading into camp. And my fifth question was, is Juwan Bentley ready for a major role? Because with especially Collins gone, but also Van Noy, because he could fill in, you know, basically everywhere. They're gone. Alandon Roberts is gone. Basically, Bentley's the only other guy left. So you thought that, okay, he came on as gangbusters as a rookie, got hurt, came back last year, not the same player. Maybe he could get there. And if he could do that, then he could take over the Mike linebacker duties and sort of free up Dante Hightower to be Dante Hightower. And that was even a question mark with if that was going to happen. You were like, okay, well, if Bentley doesn't make it back, then they just move Hightower back to the middle. I mean, and problem solved, they'll figure out the other position. Well, you know, now Hightower's gone. So Juwan Bentley better do something this year or else they're really up a creek.
So, Greg, the one of the questions, and I don't know if you've been able to get any sense of this or not, but have you gotten any indication that the team knew it was coming?
I haven't heard from any people on the team today. It's like, I think they're pretty much bunkered down doing a lot of work, and I don't know if it's related to all this stuff. It might be, but I don't know if the team knew this was coming. You know, and I assume they knew it was possible in the last couple of days from previous conversations I had with people, but not, I haven't talked to anybody today.
Okay. You've already alluded to how this would affect the outlook of the team and the impact that Hightower has had. And we know some of the biggest plays in Super Bowl victories have been made by Dante Hightower, a massive, massive, massively important guy is a better way to say it. Presumably, the Patriots now get some payroll flexibility here. And so is there anything out there that they can do that can help fill some of these losses? And do you think that they would do it if there is something like Clowney?
Well, I mean, let's just talk about Clowney first. I mean, he's just a different position. I mean, if you're looking to replace an impact player with an impact player, sure, you know, you might do that. But there are a whole bunch of other, you know, issues that go on with Clowney. I mean, first of all, they're two different positions. Hightower's can play everywhere, but he's primarily an off-the-ball linebacker. Clowney's a strong side edge guy who rushes the passer. Pretty much that's the only thing that they do. They have plenty of options at those spots. Not, I wouldn't say they're ideal. I mean, at least you have, you know, you have Chase Winovich and Shelly Calhoun and John Simon and Brandon Copeland and the sound in the offseason. So they have bodies there. They don't have bodies at stand-up linebacker. Looking through the free agent list, I didn't see many people, you know, that would make a whole lot of sense right now. I think it's they are going to have somewhere around an additional $15 million in cap space to play with. Now, one thing you also need to remember with, you know, say they do say, okay, well, we're going to go with middle of the road guys at middle linebacker, but we're going to get better on the edge. That's how we're going to make up for this. And we're going to go get a guy like Clowney. Well, remember, you signed Cam Newton for $1 million. What are you going to give Jadeveon Clowney that's not going to piss off Cam Newton? I mean, yes, Cam might be a team first guy and say, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, go ahead, sign him. I want to be on a good team. I want to win a Super Bowl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's not how things work. I mean, Cam, at some point in time, if he sees some guy like Clowney, who there are a lot of questions about, you know, how much he plays through injury and stuff like that. And Clowney's, you know, say he comes here, he's not practicing during a week, he just plays on the weekend, which has happened at Seattle and Houston, where Cam Newton's busting his rear end and he's only making $1 million. You have issues. So that's also part of the backdrop of this. You know, what can they sign guys for now that they've already told Cam Newton you're worth $1 million as our possible starting quarterback? So there's one factor.
Greg, going back to just all these opt-outs over the last day, like, do you think there's anything else at play here? Is it maybe burnout for some of the older guys and the more accomplished guys that have already done so much and won so much here, like Hightower and Cannon and Patrick Chung? Is there financial incentive? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, if they opt out, their salaries are set for the year, right? So if they went into this thing and the season gets cut short after 6 weeks, they're looking for game checks. That's it. That's all they get.
Yeah, I don't think the money has anything to do with it. I think, you know, with the Patriots, you know, so far we've seen a sprinkling of guys opt out across the league, and most of them aren't big names. Certainly the Patriots with the big three of Hightower, Chung, and Cannon have had a higher concentration of big names. That might change in the coming days. I don't know, but let's just deal with what we know right now. I think the Patriots have run into those problems for a couple reasons, and it's mostly they're a victim of their own success. I mean, you're talking about three players who I'm pretty sure each of them has three Super Bowl rings and they've made multiple millions of dollars. Now, you know, I'm not saying that they don't want to go out there and compete, but I mean, you know, I know if I was comfortable and I was possibly going to be put in a high risk situation that might be mitigated, say in 6 months, you know, I might look out for my family and be like, you know what? Yeah, I'll see you guys in a year. You know, you guys have fun with your Petri dish that's going wrong in baseball, and that's not even a contact sport. And I'll see you in a year. I'm going to take the year off and reassess. I mean, I think the Patriots, in terms of a lot of their veteran players, how many games they've won, how many millions these guys have been paid, I think that that's one part of it. And I also think what Bert said this morning on Toucher and Rich about how, you know, they've gone out of their way the past few years to really make themselves a veteran-laden team who are smart, responsible, good football players, good teammates, are very conscious about what's going on around them. And, you know, those are the type of players that sort of think about things and say, you know what, I'm not really comfortable with this. I'm good for a while, maybe for the rest of my life. I'll see you in a year if it's better.
Okay, so, Greg, that taken into account, does that make you look at the McCourties then, particularly Devin, just because, he's the better player, and, B, he's been here longer. But, you know, maybe they're probably operating in tandem anyway. But do you have concerns about the McCourties now opting out?
Absolutely.
Because, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. As soon as I saw Hightower opted out, I was like, oh, crap. This could start a domino effect because Dante is a humongous leader in that locker room. A lot of guys look to him. And now that he's made that decision, it makes it a little bit easier for Devin McCourty and Stephon Gilmore and, you know, maybe, a Lawrence guy or, you know, whoever to say, you know what, I see what Hightower's talking about. You know, I sort of agree with him. I'm more comfortable with that decision than I am, you know, going into this. So, yeah, if I'm the Patriots, I'm worried that this is going to start an exodus among their guys who have multiple Super Bowl rings, have made many millions of dollars. I mean, I'm not questioning whether these guys want to compete or not, but it's just human nature with what they've accomplished and what may or may not be on the line for them and their families if they put themselves into this situation.
Oh, Greg, it's easier to walk away. It just is. It's easier to walk away if you have all the things that they have. They have the money. They have the credentials. They have the rings. They have all of that. And they have the brains, right? These guys are all smart enough to do it. That's the one thing they have in common is all the stuff you rattled off. Before we let you go, just quickly, you said if you're the Patriots, you're worried. If you're a Patriots fan, should this change your outlook for the season? And should this also change your expectations for what the NFL will be in 2020?
Yeah, I don't know whether I'm ready to go there yet. I mean, there's just so much unknown right now. We don't know how other teams are going to be affected. You know, look, I think in terms of Marcus Cannon at right tackle, that can be mitigated. Patrick Chung, they have Adrian Phillips, they have Kyle Duggar already. Those guys can play those spots. Hightower, they got to figure out a way. But if there's anybody who can do it, it's Belichick. I mean, I don't think the expectations are that much adjusted, but, you know, we'll have to see. I still think this is a very good team. They just got to figure some things out on defense right now.
I mean, just incredible day, really, if you ask me, Greg. Incredible day. I mean, Dante Hightower has been a linchpin. Not that I need to tell you. All right, big boy, we'll let you go.
Thanks, Greg.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Greg Bedard, makes it a big boy Tuesday for us. The big news out of Foxborough. Dante Hightower, among the Patriots who has opted out, will not play the 2020 season.